In the history of people who have made us laugh when we've turned on our televisions, one of the brightest names has to be that of Gilda Radner. The Detroiter and University of Michigan theater grad was in that fabled first cast of Saturday Night Live when it launched in 1975, and her partner in comedy was SNL writer Alan Zweibel. His close friendship with Gilda began right there in 75, and it lasted all the way through her death from ovarian cancer in 1989. Hard to believe that's been almost 25 years. After her death came Gilda's Clubs, communities designed to provide laughter and support to cancer patients. Alan Zweibel is in Detroit to be a part of Gilda's Big Night Out, a fundraiser for the Metro Detroit Gilda's Club. I'm proud to be the MC of the event at the Music Box at the Max Fisher Center on Woodward, and very happy to welcome Alan Zweibel to Stateside. Good to have you with us, Alan.
Thanks for having me.
So, working with her right from the beginning at SNL, Alan, what was it about Gilda that really made her so unique and really made audiences love her?
Well, I think there was a relatability. I think that not only was she really funny and really cute, but I think that her vulnerability was something that people sort of hooked into. You know, she wasn't afraid to talk about being not getting dates and being a fat kid when she was growing up and her fears about things and life and the dark and all of that. And I think that people felt like they knew her even if they never met her. So I think that that sort of transcended everything she did.
And that really is something you latched into as the two of you were beginning your career at SNL, because you just got her, didn't you? And she made you laugh.
Yeah, we got each other. We I'll talk about it tonight when at the event. But the moment we met each other and we both exchanged a couple of words, we just sort of knew that there was something special there. It was not only a laughter, but there was a friendship. And it lasted the 14 years that I knew her.
And you write in your book, Bunny Bunny, which really tells in a wonderful way the story of your friendship. All of that fame and attention, it wasn't easy for her, was it?
No, it wasn't, because, you know, fame and all of whoever you are, you know, it doesn't matter how many people applaud you, and doesn't matter how many people know your name or your face. Who are you when you go home at night and you're alone? And Gilda was afraid. She was not a strong person when it came to being alone. And she had many friends, and she did have her audience, and it was with her. Her energy was directed very, very much towards making contacts with people and keeping them, because she thrived from the energy they gave her.
How do you feel, Alan, that how do Gilda's Clubs keep Gilda's spirit alive right now in 2013?
Well, it, in a very profound way, what it does is when Gilda got sick, she... her purpose in life ultimately was to use her fame to call attention to having cancer, and that you can live a productive and a very substantial life even with cancer. And a lot of that support came from the wellness community in Santa Monica, California. And when she passed, one of her last wishes was that there would be more of these. And then Joanna Bull and Gene Wilder founded Gilda's Club, which was exactly that. It was, support communities for cancer patients and their families. And the fact that it has her name on it is vital. Not only did it fulfill a dream that she had, where she could also give the gift of life and substance to other people and other families with cancer, but I think that the fact that it has her name on it is essential. And I think that if in fact Gilda knows what's going on or has a feeling, or if she did, she's thrilled beyond description that there are these support communities that's named after her.
Alan Zweibel here in Michigan to be part of Gilda's Big Night Out, the fundraiser tonight at the Music Box on Woodward Avenue in Detroit. And tickets are still available at the door. You can get the details at gildasclubdetroit.org. Alan, thank you so much.
Thanks so much for having me.